And I know we're very familiar with it, but I just wanted to read Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. Judge not, that you be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? And how wilt thou say to thy brother, Let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then thou shalt see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet, and turn again and rend you. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Therefore all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go in there. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorns, or figs from thistles? Even so every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, and neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these things of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, who built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astounded at his doctrine, for he taught them as one with authority, and not as the scribes. That's the chapter. There's not much to add to that. That's all I had. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Campo. Can never add anything. It's the words of the Lord himself. It's help us to live it. I just think of the one that you said, ask. In the Old Testament, Elijah said, hey, I'm no better than my fathers. Let me die. And then God did let him. Of course, he shoot him up to heaven, but that was kind of a selfish request. Let me die. And he was running away from Jezebel, but and so God, he was such a great man that God just translated him, shoot him up to heaven. And then you have another great man, the Apostle Paul, and he said, this is too rough. This thorn in the flesh. Three times I asked, and the Lord said, no, my grace is sufficient for you. So all of that to say, I think the key is, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, is the perseverance. Keep praying and praying and praying. You know how the story about the widow with the godless judge. Will not God's elect, will not God hear him if the elect keep praying to him day after day? And God loves us to humble ourselves and to pray. And perseverance of prayer, I think, is, what did Paul say? Pray unceasingly. The Lord be magnified.
Lord, I am fondly, earnestly longing into thy home. Oh, I would be thine and serve thee forever, filled with thy spirit, lost in thy love. Come to my heart, Lord, come with anointing, showers of grace send down from above. They find